You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Gage. What are you doing today?
Work. What about you guys?
We're already there. We're already at work.
Yeah, here we are. Been here for a while.
Yeah.
I got you.
What do you do for work?
I work, like, sales delivery is what I do.
Sales delivery? Is that what you said?
What does that mean?
Like, well, I don't know if I can say where I work, but I just sell stuff and then deliver it.
Is it pot weed?
No.
I'm dying to know now, Dom. Are you dying to know?
Now we're asking.
Why can't you tell us? Yeah.
Well, no, it's just like furniture and appliances is what I sell.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like something risque or something. He's like, I can't say.
Well, I think he was wondering that he couldn't say it on the radio
name of the
because he hadn't paid for advertising or anything.
Yeah, so you're furniture.
You're okay
stuff.
If we ask you.
Oh, okay.
Is it like American furniture? Out of the back of a truck, or I mean, is it a big furniture store?
IKEA?
No, it's not IKEA. It's a Rent-A-Center.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Fair enough. Rent-A-Center.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What are you doing for St. Patrick's Day?
I don't know. I don't have any green, so you know, I got to go shop.
You gotta go shopping, huh? Get some green.
Yeah.
Get some green socks or something. You don't have to wear green. I mean, you can still
go out and
have a beer.
No.
Get some friends together.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
Gage, do you know where that pinching, if you're not wearing green, do you know where that came from?
No, I don't, but I'm interested.
Are you just saying that, or are you really interested?
He doesn't care.
I don't think he wants to talk to us.
He's just a chill guy.
He's just a chill dude. Well, supposedly, according
to
legend, Gage, the leprechauns who were like pissed off, the leprechauns are supposed to be grumpy. If you weren't wearing green, they would be the ones to come and pinch you. And so that's where the whole thing came from. And that's now where we do it, too. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is. I don't think you could get away with pinching anybody, can you? It'd be some sort of lawsuit.
I mean, if I can pinch people because of my favorite color, I would.
Well said, Gage.
Really?
Well said. Let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'll try.
All right.
Okay, buddy.
Let's do it.
The letter I'm giving you is the letter T, as in terrific. T. In 10 seconds, give us the names of 5 companies or brands that begin with the letter T. Companies or brands that start with a T. You can do it. Ready and go.
I know Target, Texas Roadhouse.
That's where it ends.
Time is
no up. TJ Maxx for this guy.
Did it.
Oh, yeah. TJ Maxx. Dang.
Tommy Bahama. Tom's.
Listen, Gage, we enjoy talking to you. We hope you have a great, safe weekend. You drive carefully around town, all right, buddy?
Lift with your legs.
You guys have a good one, too.
See you later.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very, very much. All right. Here's Jen. Good morning, Jen. What are you up to today?
Not a whole lot. Just warming up my car to go driving out in the lovely weather we're having today. And
Yeah, it's picked up, hasn't it? It's really snowy right now.
Man.
Yeah, so my client's canceled for today, so I'm just kind of going to just have a chill day.
What are your clients? What do you do?
I am a massage therapist. I've actually talked to you guys a couple times.
Oh, okay.
I'm a massage therapist in Wheat Ridge.
They don't want to get rubbed down on a cold day?
No.
I guess it's a bad day to get naked and put a towel on, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, I do like hot stones and hot compresses and stuff, so it would be nice and warm and cozy. So.
Yeah, why'd they bail out on you?
I don't know.
That's not cool.
Just do me a favor and don't ever say cozy on this show, okay?
So. No, okay, I'm sorry.
We don't want to put everybody to sleep. What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Hopefully working. I want to do something for St. Patrick's Day, because I just learned from 23andMe that I'm 44.4% Irish, and I've never even done anything.
Hey, you had no idea.
I had no idea. I was completely lied to my entire life.
You need to make some soda bread and put some cabbage on there.
I know, right? And I need
cabbage
to still, like, channel my inner Irish here.
Do you do the whole corned beef and cabbage?
I do not, but I need to start trying that because it's in my blood.
It's the one time a year that we do it at the house, and it's so good.
Yeah.
I love it.
Would you guys like another little fun fact about St. Patrick's Day and the corned beef and cabbage?
Sure.
That's an Americanization. In Ireland, it was ham and cabbage.
I'm all right with that.
So.
I learned all these.
Somebody was on the St. Patrick's Day Wikipedia page today, I think.
No, it's that little trivia and fun facts mailer that I sent out. I did a St. Patrick's Day version, and it's all these weird things about it.
There, Dom.
Yeah.
Do I what?
You've been Googling stuff this morning?
This was a couple of weeks ago, but I learned all sorts of things about it. I learned that St. Patrick wasn't even Irish. Don't you feel so kind of ripped off? He wasn't Irish. He was only 44.4% also, maybe. Oh, I don't know.
Next thing you're going to tell us is there's no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
I would never tell you that. I want you to keep dreaming. So I did the 23andMe. Do you get all of the email? Like, I get emails now about once every 2 weeks. They say, hey, we found new relatives. I'm like, I'll pass. I don't want to find any
more relatives. Yeah, I did that at first, and now I'm like, I don't need any more things.
You just handed over all your DNA and stuff to the government. So
that's true.
Yep, they've got everything on you now. Everything.
They got everything anyway. Who cares?
And they have your DNA.
I will say that it was fascinating information originally. The stuff that I got, it was like for you, Jen. You had no idea you were 44.4% Irish.
And, you know, it did kind of, like, make me feel like I was, like, so I was just felt like I'd been lied to my whole life, you know, because we were told we were one thing. And I actually took a lot of pride into that. And it turns out that that's 0.000.
Really? So, what did you think you were?
What else are you guys lying about? You know, we were told the old thing that we were Native American. And just like, you know, Elizabeth Warren, my great aunt supposedly tracked us all the way back to like Pocahontas, which, you know, when you're little, that's really cool. And you think like, wow, that's kind of awesome. And then you find out it's not true.
It's completely made up.
Oh, my God.
That is a bummer.
And then you start to question everything. Like, who am I?
You know? Great. That's interesting. Yeah.
That is funny.
Wow.
Well, I apparently have more Native American blood in me than you do then, because I was like 164th or something like that.
Yeah, I'm zeros across the board.
Oh, that's funny. You ready to play some rattle off with your boys?
I am. It's kind of I'm kind of hard to hear you on this on my phone for some reason. So just kind of yell at me, or maybe it's, you know, I had too much green beer or something. But I'm having a hard time hearing it.
Yeah, it might be your phone. Everything's plugged in correctly here.
I don't know what to do about that.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's my phone or my aging ears, one of the two.
It's your old ears,
Okay, Jen, then here
we go. Say it loud.
Jen, in 10 seconds, give us five things normally associated with St. Patrick's Day. Ready and go.
Green beer, cabbage, corned beef, snakes, potatoes, Irish.
That's funny.
That's
fine. I like you working the snakes in.
Snakes.
I know, because isn't that like they're beating snakes with the sticks or something?
Well, supposedly St. Patrick led the snakes out of Ireland.
That's right,
But that's another fun fact. There were never any snakes in Ireland, even going back.
So no snakes were getting hit with sticks, no.
But I'm going to say you're a winner!
Good job.
Yeah, I think it's perfect since you have no Irish blood in you that you got that one. So good for you. The other contestants who are standing by, don't hang up. We still want to come talk to you, but Jen's getting the prize today. You are delightful. Will you hold on so Josh can tell you all about it?
I will. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jen.
A great snowy day and stay warm. Go get a massage.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Jen. Thank you.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Scott, you got any Irish blood in you?
Unfortunately not.
No.
No. Nope.
What do you got in you? What are you?
A lot of German, some Scottish, which is quite funny, evident the name.
Oh, Scott.
Scott.
Scottish.
Scottish. Get it, guys?
Gotcha. What is pageant? I don't even know. Is that German?
I think
German?
We're like Norwegian.
Norwegian? Mm-hmm. Are you making that up?
No, supposedly I'm supposed to have a lot of Native American in me, too. That's the story.
Yeah, that's what you got to go do one of these tests.
Everybody says that. And there's multiple texts coming in that says my family told me I was Native American too.
Yeah.
It's like the go-to, I guess.
But I've got the blood test thing now. I did the 23andMe.
You know for sure.
It's true. Yeah, I got a little bit in me. So I didn't even know until I was like 30 and somebody in my family told me, oh, really? And they go, yeah, but it's not much. It's like 1/32nd. And it turns out it's like 1/64th, I think. So you're going back multiple generations. Interesting stuff. Scott, where's your family from originally? Do you know?
Mom's side is from Scotland and England in that area. And then my dad's side is from Germany, pretty much.
Scotland. My neighbor's from Scotland. And if he has a couple beers, he needs closed captioning because it gets really hard to understand him.
Yeah, that's true.
It's hard enough when he's sober, but it's like when he has a couple Guinnesses or something in him, he's funny. Like, I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living, Scooter?
I'm still in college.
Okay.
What are you studying?
Currently undecided, but it'll probably be something science related.
Okay, well, what do you want to do then?
I don't know. I'm fascinated with the human body. I love physical therapy, how the body works, anatomy, genetics, all of that.
Okay, so something with the body. You don't care
what
part.
You could go into physical therapy or something like that, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. I'd love that.
Huh. Well, there you go. We just decided for you.
Make
go
it happen.
Change your major. Yeah. Set a major right
that.
Now.
I'll put a request in.
I mean, if you're paying for college now and you don't know what you want to do, I mean, make a decision. How old are you?
I'm only 19.
Yeah. Okay, well, you got time to flip-flop majors all you want.
Except you're paying for college, so don't go too far down the wrong path.
You're probably doing all your basic classes now, though, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're getting those out of the way, and then I'll evidently make a decision and figure it out from there.
Mm-hmm. What's your least favorite class?
I do not like English. I hate writing.
Really?
Breaking my heart.
But I love reading, so it kind of...
Okay, well, then you redeemed yourself.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, you redeemed yourself. What are you reading right now? Besides textbooks.
I'm not really reading any books besides the textbooks.
Well, so much for loving reading.
I guess you get kind of burnt out if that's what you're doing every day is all the textbooks. You don't have any pleasure reading.
How much do those textbooks cost you?
Oh, gosh. $300 a pop, probably.
Yeah. Isn't it nutty?
It's quite a racket.
It's insane.
It's a racket,
they're usually
Scott.
The
it's
professor's books, too. And
exactly.
Yeah, where are you going to college?
Colorado State.
Good for you.
Go Rams, eh? Go
Good
Rams.
Good for you, buddy. Get her done.
All right. Well, listen, we enjoy talking to you. You drive carefully today. Thank you for listening to the show, and thank you for calling in.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
See you, Scott.
Right, we appreciate you. We have very kind listeners.